On the east side of Tallahassee Mall, just past the food court, stands a little urban clothing store called Top Fashion. It's a weekday morning, and the mall is almost vacant. Store owner Bonnie Harsaney mans the register while one of her employees restocks some of the store shelves. Bonnie's been in business for about a year.
It takes a year just by now start the people know me, got to know this town, you know, try to survive.
She says after building relationships with her customers, they started to ask for a particular type of merchandise.
Customer come down request, I like to have some trim on shirt, and they want a certain style with the clothes. You have to meet the people in town.
But not everybody sees it as simple supply and demand. Phil Agnew, whose group the Dream Defenders occupied the Florida Capitol for a month after George Zimmerman was acquitted of the charges relating to Martin's shooting death, says retail stores selling shirts with the teen's image are profiting from tragedy.
I think that if the family has not been consulted and the design and the shirt been approved by the family and the likeness been approved and the revenue from those shirts is not going back to the family or to the foundation that they've set up, then it's sheer profiteering. It's capitalism at its worst.
Still, patrons may disagree. Harsaney says the shirts have been popular, and shopper Tiffany Brown, who says she's a frequent Top Fashion patron, says she doesn't understand what the big deal is.
I mean, me personally, I actually feel like it's okay because it's basically just showing respect, you know, like,
yeah,
legacy live on, you know, everybody rocking Trayvon Martin shirts.
But is selling the shirt legal if the shop doesn't first get the family's okay? Tampa Bay intellectual property lawyer David Ellis says it depends.
Well, in Florida, there's actually a statute that says that no one can use another person's name or likeness or portrait or photograph for purposes of trade or any commercial or advertising purposes without the consent of the individual.
But according to Florida law, unless a person is married or has children, the right to their image doesn't get passed on to anyone. Ellis says that's why retail stores are fully within their right when they reproduce merchandise featuring Martin.
There would be nothing to prevent them from using his name and likeness for commercial purposes. It doesn't seem to me that the statute would cover this situation at all, because he neither had a widow nor children, nor had licensed his name or likeness during his lifetime.
Ellis says the family can't do anything about the merchandise already sold. But he says if the family trademarks his image or proves they own the photographs being used, the family could stop stores from further using their son's image. The Martin family could not be reached for comment. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Bank.